Welcome back to another glass of Charlie Fay. Today we have another listener stories episode, and we are talking about the worst first dates of your life. So I've asked you guys to send in some stories, and you have, and some of these stories are absolutely insane. I'm so excited to get started with you guys. So grab whatever you're drinking today and let's get started. Just a quick little disclaimer, I did receive over 200 submissions for this listener stories episode. So if your story has not been featured in this episode, I'm sure it will be at some point in time, as I will continue this segment. I know you guys love hearing embarrassing stories and funny stories, so don't worry, there is so many more episodes where this one came from. We're going to start with one of mine, just because I like to embarrass myself before I talk about anybody else's embarrassing stories. So when I first started dating boys, so this was like right at the beginning, I had been talking to a guy for the last couple weeks or so, and he wanted to take me out on a date. And he asked me in a very informal way, because we were both young at the time. He was probably like 3 or 4 years older than me. And he was like, "Hey, like, want to go for supper sometime?" And I was like, "Oh my God, sure." Just being the naive self that I was at the time. So he picked me up, and it was in this like 2001 Toyota Corolla or something like that. It smelled like vomit and cigarettes. It was fucking disgusting. And he was dressed in jeans and a heavy metal t-shirt when he picked me up. Going out on this date, I was dressed to the nines. I was wearing this beautiful dress, makeup done, hair done. Like, I was ready to go to a fucking ball, and this guy was ready to go to bed. It was just not a good time. So I knew as soon as he picked me up that it was probably not going to go very far, but I was still going to give him a chance. So we get to the restaurant, and we get a table, and we start eating. And so as soon as we get to the restaurant and start eating, he starts talking about his ex-girlfriend and how, you know, they'd been together for a long time and he was so in love with her. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I kept like trying to move the conversation in a different direction, because obviously that's not what you want to talk about on a first date. So every time I tried to move the conversation in a different direction, he kept coming back to the same thing. And finally, by the end of the meal, he was crying. I'm not joking. He was crying about how he missed his ex-girlfriend so much and how they were soulmates. And I was just sitting there like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? This guy is crying in his fucking steak. Like, what am I supposed to do? So he just kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And finally, I was like, "Okay, like, I think it's probably time that we should go home. Like, do you think you could drop me back off?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah," like as he's like wiping his tears and his boogers from his nose. And we get up and we go to pay the bill. And he was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot my wallet." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And obviously, being the nice person that I was, I took out my wallet and paid for it. And this guy dropped me off, and I swear to God, I never heard from him again. He told me that he was going to pay me back, and he never did. So he took me out on this date, cried about his ex-girlfriend the entire time, and I had to pay for the friggin' meal. It was not a good time. 0 on 10, do not recommend. That was it for him. I've decided that I'm going to keep all of the stories anonymous for a good reason, except for mine, obviously. But we're going to start with this one, and it's titled, "Does he have a foot fetish? A true story." I can already tell this is going to be good. Almost 9 years ago, I met this fella at a bar. He was from another province and was visiting his extended family for the weekend. He was cute, I was into it, and he asked me out on a date the next day. The date was going really well. We went out to dinner and then ended up at the beach afterward. We strolled along romantically, hand in hand. I really liked him. This sounds like it's off to a great start, but I feel like there's a plot twist coming. I remember what I was wearing. It was a vintage maxi skirt and Keds sneakers. I'd left my shoes on while we were at the beach, as I didn't want to bother with getting sand in my socks. We were having great conversation as we sat near the dunes, chatting about our future dreams, etc. Suddenly, he stopped me mid-sentence and said there's something he needs to ask me. Startled a bit, I encouraged him to continue. He proceeded to tell me that he really liked me, but he really wanted to see my toes. Yep, my toes. Okay, this is where it's getting a little weird, guys. I nervously laughed at his request and asked why. He then said that he knows it's weird, but he has this thing about toes. It's not a sexual thing, he said, but it's a fear-based thing. He continued to explain to me that he cannot be in a relationship with someone who has a longer second toe than their big toe. Okay. He said that he had previously been on a few dates with women, saw their toe length situation, and then bailed later due to them not being to his liking. In blatant shock, I removed my shoes, my socks, and I showed him my toes. This guy literally raised his fists in the air in excitement after examining them. He was blown away by the perfection of my toe lengths and proceeded to ask to talk about how nice my toes were for the rest of the evening, which certainly didn't last much longer. How lucky was I, though, right? He even tweeted later that evening that he had finally found the most perfect woman and that he was so happy and so thankful. Needless to say, there was no second date. What do you think? Does he have a foot fetish or a toe phobia? I feel like it's a little bit of both. I'm not gonna lie. I've never been on a date like this. I did date a guy that did have a foot fetish, but it wasn't to this extreme. It was a little bit weird, but it wasn't to this extent. So I am so sorry that you had to go through this. I wish I could see these tweets because I feel like it would be hilarious to see them knowing the story behind it. Thank you so much for sending this in. I'm gonna title this one The Lamest Hand Job because there is no title, and I feel like it's very fitting for this. So it says, I went on a first date with this guy last summer. We met up for a walk in Irishtown Park. That went great, so we decided to go to his house for drinks. Went there, had drinks, and chatted for a few hours. Once again, still going great. It's getting dark now, so he suggests we watch a movie. I agree. In my head, totally assuming we'd end up hooking up halfway through the movie because that's the usual way things go. We had hit it off, so I thought, why the heck not? We're halfway into the movie and he starts to make a move. We're kissing and getting handsy. He proceeds to stop, get up, take his clothes off, socks included, and then folds them all perfectly on the sofa beside us and attempts to resume where we left off. At this point, I was so thrown off because I was still completely clothed. Since he was already naked and clearly expecting something, I gave him a lame middle school hand job. He somehow thought it was outstanding. Although I'm not sure why, because there was literally cum everywhere. Oh my gosh. He got up, toweled off, and put back on his clothes. We finished the movie and I went home. Seriously, the weirdest date of all time. Oh my God. That's amazing. I feel like there's no second date after that. So we're just going to leave it at that. This one's called Tinder Tumble. I love the play on words, girl. Warning, this may be somewhat graphic. Okay, I am ready for this one. It was the beginning of the summer of 2015, and I was in my early 20s. Like most of us single ladies at that age, we found ourselves on Tinder. I started talking to one guy who was about 10 years older than me. We chatted back and forth for most of that summer. So fast forward to New Brunswick, day-long weekend in 2015. I was home for the summer from university, and conveniently, my Tinder friend lived in the same area. He suggested I come over to this place, classic Tinder move, as he was home for the weekend and prepping this house to sell. I decided why not and accepted the invitation. So I got ready, put on my best pair of Lululemon leggings, tank top, and sandals, and set off on my first date with this guy. I arrive at his house around 7:30 p.m. I walk up two stairs onto the deck. That is a very important detail in this story. Okay, I will keep that in mind. And into the front door leading to a family room. We sit on the couch having a chat on opposite ends. And I truly believe this was the first time in my life where you instantly know you don't vibe with someone. Oh, girl, can I relate with that? I was polite and stayed maybe an hour. He told me he was hungry and was going to get food. And I took my cue and said I was going home as I had to work early next morning. I walked out the same door I came in and started going down the two steps I walked up originally. Next thing I know, I hear a snap of what sounds like a branch and me falling to the ground. This branch snapping sound I heard was my leg breaking. Yup, I have PTSD. I can still hear it to this day. My Tinder friend comes running out of his house as he was locking up on his way out, he yelled, "Did your phone break?" And I replied, "No, I'm pretty sure my leg just did, though." He runs over, freaking the fuck out, rightfully so. Here I am laying on one hip, supporting my affected leg upright. He immediately calls 911 and gives all the details. Meanwhile, I somehow call my parents, who at this point had just left for Toronto that morning. They were driving. I was going to be flying up at the end of the week after I finished at work to enjoy our family vacation. Oops, sorry. So here I am with a broken leg, calling my dad and explaining to him I had went down a step the wrong way and also happened to be on a first date. All I can remember is him saying, "Are you sure it's broken?" My reply, "Yes, Dad, I can see the bone trying to poke out of my leggings." My parents immediately turn around as they were halfway to Toronto and head back to St. John. The ambulance arrives and the kind paramedic tells me he was going to have to cut my Lulu so they could see the wound, injured spot, or whatever you want to call it. Honestly, this was the most devastating part. Rightfully so. After, it all became very blurry due to all the pain meds I was receiving. I did end up going into emergency surgery shortly after arriving and had to get a rod down my tibia and plates and screws in my ankles. Also took the better part of 3 months to recover. Also sported a stunning walking boot made for a good conversation starter. I wish I could end this Tinder tumble story by saying this accident of mine ended up bringing us closer, but it did no such thing. We went our separate ways after that night. However, I will say my Tinder friend did drive my car to the hospital, following behind the paramedics, and stayed with me until my family arrived. And he did check in periodically. It's something to this day that my friends and I can laugh at, because how the hell does that happen when there is only two stairs? And how the hell does that fucking happen on a first date? Oh my God, this was amazing. Oh, and she just added, "We were completely sober." Okay, well, I feel like you probably would have needed a drink at this point. That was such an awesome story. I don't know how this can happen to anybody, but Jesus Christ, thank you so much for sending that in. This is probably one of my favorite submissions. It doesn't have a title, but we're going to name it Banana Boy. Years ago, before I started dating my husband, I met a guy at a bar. He happened to be a friend of one of my professors at the time. He had introduced himself, we had a few drinks, and we talked for a little while. I eventually invited him back to my apartment. We were sitting on the couch and having a conversation, and I asked him if he wanted a banana because I was going to go to the kitchen and grab one for myself anyway. He said no, and I proceeded to walk to the kitchen to get one. When I walked back into the living room, I was shocked to see that he'd stripped down naked, even his socks, and was sitting there with his wiener out waiting for me to react. I sat down beside him, and we just kept talking like nothing ever happened. Keep in mind that I still had my clothes on. We started making out, but that was it. We didn't do anything else. I didn't want to ask him to leave, so he ended up sleeping over, and when we woke up the next morning, he rolled over and asked, "So, how was I?" Assuming we did the deed the night before, I just said, "You're all right," not realizing that he was asking me how the sex was. I never saw this guy again. This one's called Beauty and the Beast. She says, "I went to the movies with a guy and he got two drinks, two popcorns, and two candies and kept it all to himself. Then he kept telling me during the movie, we had went to go see the new Beauty and the Beast movie, how hot Emma Watson was and how he wished I looked like her, but that quote unquote, I'd do for a good milking." That is fucking disgusting. Oh my God. He told me he hadn't had sex in 7 years and that if I didn't put out, then unfortunately, he wouldn't want to go on a second date with me. I ran to the bathroom and called my roommates to come pick me up and told him I wasn't feeling well and had to go home. And he still fucking asked to come home with me. I cannot even deal with guys who feel entitled like this. I've been on a few dates with a few guys that just expected that we're going to sleep together the first date. And what do you know? You have to like take me out for supper, like buy me food or something. Like you gotta like put in some effort here, man. Anyways, girl, he never deserved you in the first place. And I'm glad you moved on from him. So let's talk about another one of my first dates. So a few years ago, this guy had reached out to me on Facebook and wanted to take me out for coffee. And I was like, maybe not. Like, I'm not a huge coffee drinker. And he was like, oh, like, if you change your mind, like, let me know. Let's go for coffee. Like, was not open to like any other kind of drink. It was very weird. Anyway, so I just kind of like brushed it off. And then a few weeks later, I get a message on Plenty of Fish, and it's the same guy. And he wants to take me out for coffee again. And I was like, listen, man, I don't really drink coffee. I don't really like coffee that much. I do now, but I didn't at the time. I was like, how about we like go out for ice cream or something? He was like, oh, maybe. And then we just stopped talking for a little while. And then he messaged me on Tinder. So like this guy is just going through all the hoops to find me on all of these social media platforms. So he finds me on Tinder and he's like, oh, like, hey, like, let's go out. And I was like, oh, are you going to bring me out for ice cream or like bring me out for supper this time? And he was like, yeah, like, let's go out for supper. He was like, you choose the place. And obviously I'm going to choose an expensive place. Like, who do you think I am? Anyway, so we decided that we're going to go to Moxie's because I didn't want him to pay that much for the meal. And so I arrive at the restaurant and he is in a t-shirt and jeans. And I am, again, dressed in this really nice dress, like to dress to the nines. And we go to the restaurant, or we sit in the restaurant, and he orders a Diet Coke and I order a martini. And then he orders his meal, I order my meal, and we just have a conversation, just like two people going on a date. And then finally, he told me a few days before our date that he wanted to go take a walk on the beach after we had finished eating. And I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds super romantic. Like, let's definitely do that. So I asked him again. I was like, oh, like, did you still want to go to the beach afterwards? And he was like, oh, well, we're going to have to take two cars. And I was like, why? He was like, oh, well, I have a bunch of shit in my car. I don't feel like moving it. And I was like, listen, we're not taking two cars. You either move your shit or I'm not going with you. And he was like, oh, okay, okay. Well, I'll make it work then. And I was like, all right. So we finish our meal. And he grabs the bill. Thank God it wasn't like the last guy made me pay for it and then just never heard from him again. So we get in his car and he's like moving all of this shit. And it, literally his car smells like armpits. Like it just reeks of work clothing and just it was not good. So we're driving to Shediac. I think we were going to Parley Beach, and he starts talking about sex, and I've always been super open about sex, so I don't mind talking about it. And then so he's like asking me all of these like weird questions, like if I'd done anal before or if I would like to do anal. And I was like, okay, like that's a weird question to ask on a first date, but all right, man. So we get to Shediac and we're just kind of like walking on the beach, and he's still talking about sex. And at this point, he has a very visible boner and it just won't go away. So he's like trying to hide, like pretend like he's hiding his boner the entire time, but he's not actually hiding it. He wants to make it known that he has a boner and he wants me to look at it type of thing. So finally I was like, oh, okay, like I think maybe you should just take me back to my car. Like I think, you know, I have to work in the morning and yeah, I just don't feel like it anymore. So just take me back to my car type thing. And he was like, oh, okay. So we get back to his car and he looks at me and he was like, obviously he wanted to like go in for a kiss. And like sometimes when you're, you know, like doing a first kiss in a car, it can like sometimes be a little bit awkward. But this was like next level awkward because when he leaned in to kiss me, he basically climbed on top of me from the driver's seat and started massaging my chest, not my boobs, just like my upper chest and my shoulders. And then like kind of like putting his fingers around my neck, but like also sticking his whole fucking tongue down my throat at the same time. Like I was like, it's like I could not breathe. Like this guy obviously knew that he was almost choking me with his fucking tongue. Like I could not breathe. And finally he like sits back down and he was like, that was like such a great date. Like, thank you so much for coming with me. Like, that was awesome. And then he was like, oh, I can't resist you. And he climbs on top of me again, sticks his tongue down my throat again, and proceeds to try to make out with me while he's like getting super handsy with my chest area, but not touching my boobs at all. It was very weird. So he climbs back off of me and lets me out of the car this time.
he was like, thanks so much, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's been a great date. So I get in my car and I'm like, obviously I'm never going to go on another date with this guy ever again. Like, that was not a good time. And I called my mom as soon as I got in the car and was telling her about it. So we got out of, or I drove out of the parking lot, went up the road, and it was two lanes. So he was partly, we were at a stoplight and he was parked literally right next to me and was waving at me the entire time. I can't even describe to you how awkward it was. I've never been in a more awkward situation in my life. So that was another first date story for y'all. I hope you enjoyed it.
Here's another good one. I once had a first date with a guy when I was younger, which started with, he invited me to Goji's before a movie at the theater. We meet inside and the lady working there approached us for samples. He immediately said that he wanted to try a sample of each and I modestly asked for two samples. Let's note, it was my first time meeting him in person and there was over 10 or 12 flavors. After he tried all the flavors and I decided on a yogurt I wanted, I said, oh, so which kind are you going to get? And he straight up looked at me and said, oh, I'm not buying anything. I was just here for samples. Let's get out of here. So naturally confused, I left as he was almost sprinting out of the building. I mean, he was still like 20-ish years old, so old enough not to act like a 7-year-old on a date. But the fun didn't end there. We both got in our respective cars and drove to the parking lot of the movie theater, which was next door. For some reason, he drove like 150 kilometers an hour to get there, which, while clearly speed limit is like 15. And I guess I find out soon after he rushed there, because from afar, I saw him park his car, literally sprint inside the movie theater. In my head, I was like, oh, maybe he's going to buy my ticket too. Hell no, I was wrong. I got inside and he was just leaving the self-checkout booth and he said, okay, I got my ticket, get yours and I'll meet you inside the room. And then he just left. By that point, I was already thinking what I was going to do later that night and take a hella relaxing bath because I just couldn't anymore with this man. But again, as I thought it couldn't get any worse, I was again wrong. I got inside the theater and he started literally yelling my name so that I could see him. I shamefully found my seat and figured, well, at least he won't be able to talk during the movie. You get where I'm going with this. During the commercials, he started laughing obnoxiously at the commercials, making sure to be extra loud. Like he was actually making an effort to almost yell at the commercials that weren't even funny. Then the movie passed. I got back into his car before we parted ways and he decided to end the night on a high note. He wrapped up our first date by saying, do you know what happened the other day? I was at my job at Sobeys and I went upstairs into the main boss's office, took the microphone and said, in the speakers, my name is Nathaniel and I quit. Have a good day. Bye-bye. And then he just walked off in the middle of his shift and never returned. I should have been smart enough to see all the red flags, but I was on a marathon for bad relationships / dates. I went on a second date with him. Long story short, yeah, this is hands down makes up for the worst first date I ever had. This is a really good one. This one doesn't have a title, but we're going to name him the red shirt guy. It says, when I was in my early 20s, I was at a bar with a friend of mine, and there was a guy sitting across from us that kept staring at me. After about 20 minutes, the bartender came over with a drink and said, this is from the guy in the red shirt. So I waved over at him and thanked him, and he came over and sat with us. We talked for a while, and I was super attracted to him. We talked for about 2 hours before he invited me over to his place. My friend, who was my wingwoman at the time, said I should go and left to go home. We walked outside, and I got in his car, and we drove to his apartment. When he opened the door to his apartment, there was a woman sitting at the table, and she immediately introduced herself and said how excited she was to meet me. You can probably assume at this point how confused I was. I turned to Red Shirt Guy and said, what's going on? He proceeds to say, oh, this is my wife. Apparently, when he invited me over, he was really inviting me into a threesome. I had no idea what to say, so I just walked out. I never saw him again, and I've never gone back to that same bar. I feel like I would have PTSD after this by going back to the same bar, so definitely good call. This is probably one of the most awkward situations that you can get yourself into, but thank you so much for sharing it with us. A huge thank you to everyone that submitted their stories this week. There were so many awesome ones in here. And like I said before, I got over 200 submissions for this listener stories episode. So if you didn't hear your story in today's episode, I'm sure you will at some point in time. This segment is not going to be ending anytime soon. And I know that you guys love it just as much as I do. So there is so much more where that came from. Happy Tuesday. Happy listening. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Thank you.